The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. An upcoming NASA mission is named for a local astronomer. Joining me, Jennifer Landolt-Boutte, a chemistry professor at the St. Louis Community College Forest Park campus. Her father was a renowned astronomer, Arlo Landolt, the namesake of the NASA Landolt space mission. He grew up in Highland, Illinois. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
I thought it was interesting. I was reading about your dad, and he had very humble beginnings. Talk about, you know, his life in Southern Illinois.
Sure, yes. So his family were farmers over in the Grand Fork, Pocahontas, Highland, Illinois area, just east of St. Louis. And he lived on a farm, grew up there. He was born in 1935, and then he lived there until he went away for college when he was about 16, 17 years old.
What about the stars attracted him? Did he ever tell you that?
Well, I know he always mentioned how, you know, he, being out in the country, you know, he could see the sky, and he, when we visited, he would take us out at night and we could watch, watch for meteors and whatnot. But I really think he didn't realize his interest in astronomy until he was in college, until he was in nearing the end of his undergraduate years.
So talk about the focus of his work that has gained him now this name for this mission.
Well, his biggest contribution was a publication of a series of papers that were called the Landolt Photometric Standard Star Catalog. And it was, my understanding is, it was just a collection of stars. He focused his work on photometry, which was studying the brightness of stars and any changes in the brightness of the stars. And so he made this catalog, which astronomers now use to calibrate the brightness of various celestial objects by comparing the amount of light that these objects emit to the amount of light that he recorded for these standard stars. And the publication of this series is probably what he's best known for. So astronomers all over the world use this in their research. NASA uses it, my understanding, to help calibrate the telescopes and things along those lines.
Did you realize when you were younger what an influential scientist he really was?
No, I had no idea. Not really. As you said, his humble beginnings, he was a very humble person himself as well. And while I knew he was very involved in national astronomy organizations and he was, you know, known for things like that, I really didn't understand his contributions until I was probably in maybe high school, but definitely not until college.
Was he excited that you pursued a career in the sciences as well?
Yeah, he definitely had a big influence on that. He was just interested in so many different topics. He was an avid reader of not only science, but history and all sorts of things. So he definitely had an influence. And then my mother was also a nurse. So we talked a lot about science and just things like along those lines.
What do you think you learned from him when it comes to, you know, your scientific study?
Just to be dedicated, to persevere. He always says, like, you know, he would just push himself. He had a very strong work ethic, which I think came from, you know, growing up in a farm family in that type of environment. And he just always, I observed him persevering and you know, being curious and, you know, following his interests really, I think, helped me get through my college career and be interested in pursuing science myself.
So tell us a little bit about the NASA Landolt space mission. What is the purpose?
So my understanding is that this particular mission is to put a satellite, which they're calling like an artificial star, in orbit around Earth. And then they will use this to help calibrate telescopes and more accurately measure the brightness of stars and other celestial objects. So I'm assuming they'll be using some of his data on his standard stars from that the series of papers that he had written as well. So I'm guessing that is why his name was proposed to go on the mission.
When did you find out that it had been named after him?
Not too long ago, actually, probably maybe August or September. It's been pretty recent. And it's the mission's not supposed to be launched until they're hoping 2029. So we do still have a bit of a wait for this to happen as well.
I know he passed before he knew of this. What would he have thought of this honor?
Oh, he would have been tickled. He would have thought that was pretty amazing, I think.
What are your hopes for this mission, and will you have any part? Will you be able to be there for the launch or anything of that nature? Do you know yet?
I don't know that yet. I think it would be amazing to be able to be there for the launch. Not knowing much else about the mission, of course, I'm just thrilled that this being named after him will just help people remember him and what he has contributed to astronomy.
Jennifer, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us and telling his story.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.